Primetime replay from Money FM 89.3.
Dubai National Air Transport Association, commonly known as DANATA, is an Emirati airport services provider which provides aircraft ground handling, cargo, travel, and flight catering services across five continents. In fact, it's one of the world's largest air services providers.
Mahaba, part of DANATA, and one of the world's fastest growing passenger services providers, and officially now located at the Changi Airport, Terminal 3. The newest Mahaba lounge is open 24 hours daily, offering unprecedented comforts for over 130 guests of all airlines and travel classes departing or transiting in Singapore.
Dirk Govaerts, DANATA's regional CEO for Asia Pacific, was nice enough to invite Bernard and myself to the lounge. We took a look around. We'll tell you a bit more about it a little later on. But first, we want to talk to Dirk about all things airline and the growing competition in the airline lounge space, what's going on in the travel industry, and so on. Dirk, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
So talk to us about that growing competition in the airport lounge space. Because I got to say, as mentioned, Bernard and I did manage to go and visit the lounge.
That's
and
right.
It's up there. It's comfortable, the food's great, you've got sockets to charge your phone and devices, so it's a competitive product as well.
That's true, and previously lounge access was at a premium, and it was only reserved to the most elite travelers, those flying first or business. Today, that is no longer the case. I think we are seeing that travelers are having an expectation to be looked after and to have an experience while they travel. We're also seeing that economy class passengers are now using lounges, which was not the case before.
Okay, so airport lounges have democratized over time. And how does DANATA and the Mahaba lounges fit in?
Well, I think we have listened to our customers' needs, basically. We listen to the airlines, and we are now also providing lounge access to economy class passengers, those who are flying frequently and who are part of an airline frequent flyer program. So we have adjusted, basically, our product to meet the customer needs. So also as regard to demand, so the demand has shifted, so the space itself, it's more accessible, I think it's more convenient, it's basically more, well, a pleasant area to stay. So people don't like queues anymore, they basically want to have a relaxing environment prior to traveling.
So it feels like, Doug, the focus has moved away from separating the haves and the have-nots.
That is true. Basically, we are now providing a product which is, in fact, tailored to what today's travelers want. And I think it is different than what it was a few years ago. So we have to basically adjust and meet the expectations.
Okay, comment, though, on the rising expectation of accessible luxury.
Because when you think about it, Dirk, if you don't have, then don't go.
Mm-hmm.
Quite simply, right?
Yeah. So basically, the customers of today, in fact, including the millennials, they are more selective and they expect more. So they want comfort and they want the value for money. That's basically their expectation. So it is fundamental for us to create an experience that people remember so that they come back and that they basically provide positive comments to their provider, which is mainly the airline. If we don't get high ratings on our lounges, we will definitely not get the renewals of the contracts.
Maybe you can tell us, Dirk, how is Mahaba dealing with the phenomenon of overcrowded lounges? I mean, thanks to more people travelling, savvier travellers, luxury credit cards, programs, etc. So how is Mahaba dealing with overcrowded lounges?
I think it's all a matter of planning ahead. So our lounges are spacious and they are designed to meet the growing demand because we know that in this industry there's a growth of about 5 to 7% depending in the area where you are in. And so we have in fact factored that in into our lounges. At the moment we can easily cope with our peaks with the demand on the peak hours. And so we pride ourselves that we are able to respond quickly with agility and flexibility. As an example, in Dubai, where we operate also Mahaba lounges, we have just extended our lounge by 400 square meters, while we increased capacity by 50%.
What about Mahaba's blueprint or DANATA's blueprint for Singapore and the region, expansion plan, so to speak?
Well, basically, if we look back, the Mahaba was established in 1991, primarily in the UAE. So it was created to help passengers to have a more seamlessly travel through the airport. So over time, in fact, Danata has expanded that offering, and we operate now in 12 airports in 5 countries. Changi Airport is basically has had a launch before. We still have a launch in Terminal 1, the Danata launch. And we have recently opened our Markaba launch, which is a new brand in Terminal 3. So, yes, there is a significant expansion, which has happened over the last 3 years, and this expansion will continue. So the Markaba launch is now considered as a crucial part of our development plan. So we have plans to expand the brand further, but we don't have anything concrete yet about new locations, but as soon as they will become available, we will share that information.
Well, Doug, we know that the world is going to economic headwinds and a global slowdown, etc. So how would this affect Danata and maybe even Mahama Lounge at all? And how is Danata getting prepared for the economic headwinds?
Well, I believe if you want to survive in an aviation environment, you have to be able to deploy a flexible and a scalable model. Without flexibility and scalable, you will never be able to meet the increases, but also you will not be able to address the decreases of the volume. So I think Danata has been doing that successfully over the years. And so we have proven that we are able to thrive in challenging economic environment without cutting corners. Also, the company is financially strong. We are able to invest in continued success. And we continue to seek for new opportunities to diversify our services that complement our core. So, we provide service in the classical ground handling services, cargo services, and catering services. And we have developed recently the expansion plan on Markaba because this is, in fact, a high-end product where we see a higher demand.
Doug Govarts, Danata's regional CEO for Asia Pacific, joining us today to talk about how Danata has just opened up Markaba, a second lounge over at Changi Airport, located at T3. Vernon and I managed to go to have a visit. It's pretty good, pretty nice for the who can't attain, right? Sort of other lounge access, yeah. It would have to be for us, so to speak. Unprecedented comfort for over 130 guests. A big thank you to Danata's regional CEO for Asia Pacific for inviting us. Dirk, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome, and you're welcome to visit us in our lounge.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.